Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for being part of my day, 34 after the hour. Very excited about having our good friend Jay Baer back on the show. Jay is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a digital marketing expert extraordinaire, the president and the founder of Convince and Convert, the author of You, Y-O-U, Tility, Why Smart Marketing is About Help, Not Hype. He's got a new book coming out that we're going to begin to serialize on our show today. Remember, folks, remember all the times I've told you about all the times that our Brain Trust members have brought their ideas on the show, and they've road tested them with us and serialized their new ideas, and one day it became a book? Well, this is exactly what's happening right now with our good friend Jay Baer. Jay, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks so much for having me back on the show. Great to talk to everybody. I can't say that I'm road testing the idea because the book's already written, but I cannot wait
They don't know that.
Yeah, it's magical radio.
I don't tell them everything. I keep some things back. Now you pull the covers back from
the... Oh, man, it's like the Wizard of Oz.
You pull the curtains back on my little demonic plan here, Jay.
10 seconds into the show, I've ruined it.
yeah, we'll see you later, Jay. Hey, Jay, when I travel around giving speeches, one of the questions that I get asked the most at the end, it's oftentimes people coming up after the thing's already over, and people will come up to me and they're really... Because in my presentation, you know, part of what I talk about is the importance of having a social media strategy. And I talk about user-generated content and the power of it and all that. And they come up to me and they say, what do I do about the negatives? You know, they're worried about that. And you and I have talked about this in the past, and I give them my standard presentation, but your new book called Hug the Haters, Hug Your Haters, is all about that, isn't it?
It is, 100%. In fact, I think it's the first ever modern book about customer service because it helps you figure out how to do customer service right now, today,
right
when people are spending more and more time interacting with companies, especially small businesses, not in private, not via telephone or email, but in public, on Facebook, mm-hmm. on Twitter, on Yelp, and TripAdvisor, and discussion boards and forums, and all these things that we used to do with customers behind the scenes are now out there for everybody to see. Jim, what I tell everybody now is that customer service is a spectator sport. So, yes, you want to make the original customer happy, but it's perhaps more important to recognize that there may be dozens or hundreds or even thousands of other people watching on from the sidelines, eating popcorn, waiting to see how you handle it.
Right, right. Yeah, that's exactly right. And what was it? The research I'm going to quote is a little bit old, but I'm not. It's probably just gotten worse. And it was something like people are 70% more likely to believe what somebody said they don't even know than they are to believe the company's brand message.
Yeah, there's two stats there. One is that 91% of Americans trust recommendations from friends and family members. 47% trust advertising. But more specifically to the Hug Your Haters book, about 80 to 81% of Americans trust online reviews as much as they trust friends and family members. So
Right. What
that means, Jim, is that if somebody reads something about your small business on Yelp, they believe it, even though they have no idea who wrote that actual
mm-hmm.
review.
Mm-hmm.
And that may seem crazy. In fact, it is crazy. But the impact of Facebook and Twitter and Yelp and TripAdvisor and Angie's List and all these kind of things on the outcomes of business is extraordinary.
Well, it is. And I don't know how other people behave, but when I read reviews, I really don't go to Yelp. I'm not even sure if I've ever gone to Yelp, but I read the reviews that are posted on the websites where I do business,
mm-hmm.
and I take them with a grain of salt. You know, I realize there's some grumpy people in there, and there, and I think I can pick out a competitor you know, or I can pick out where the company's written one. You know, sure. I think I can identify
that. Happens.
The average person can't do that as well. But isn't the balance sheet approach the right way to handle this, Jay? What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what the hug your haters formula is.
Give us the formula real quick, and we'll talk about it somewhere after the break.
Yeah, the formula is to answer every complaint in every channel every time. It doesn't matter where somebody complains, you answer them. It doesn't matter if it's skywriting, Facebook, a letter, a postcard, email, phone call. If somebody complains, you answer it, period. And that takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of effort, but it is worth it, and I'll tell you why after the break.
And it can be profitable, too, can it?
100%.
Yeah. So I need your website, Jay.
HugYourHaters.com. It'll actually be up on Monday, not quite done yet, so just go to JayBear.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And the book is going to be available in March, but he's going to serialize it, not only on this show, but on his website in the meantime. So you get to see what's going on there. Jay Bear, and we'll be right back. It's 20 till the hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.